The following is a paid program and does not reflect the views of the ownership, management, staff, advertisers, or affiliates of WHGM. Welcome to Bowers Law Talk on WHGM Gold, sponsored by Bowers Law of Maryland.
Good morning, WHGM listeners, and welcome back to another edition of Bowers Law Talk. I am your host, Attorney Joe with Bowers, the accident and injury guy here in Harford and Cecil County. It's really throughout the state of Maryland. Coming at you live with a little bit of a different pace show today. If you listened last week, I was going to have a special guest on here who we were going to talk about some additional benefits that you might be able to get through your employer or encourage your employer to offer that if you were to ever be in an accident would put more money in your pocket. And that there was a scheduling issue, a medical situation, and we are going to try to get that guest on here next week. So today we're going to change pace a little bit. Every week we've done this show, we have gone through the topic, we've had a designated topic, we have plowed through that, and then when we get to the point, some weeks we haven't even had the chance to take callers because we kind of ran too long. When we've had callers, it's been one and done, and I want to kind of try to open this up a little bit more to get more people in to ask questions that you might have. So today's show is going to be a little bit of a free-for-all, and hopefully that allows us to take some more comments, some more questions from you guys, the listeners, and get a little bit of information in there. When we get through this first break, we're going to still do the Florida Man like we always have done. That's always fun. I think everybody enjoys that. But then after that break, we're going to try to get into some callers or some text questions. So anybody out there that has questions, like, I mean, the sky's the limit. It's accident related. You've got a question about this, that, or the other, maybe an insurance question or something. You know the number. It's the WHGM Gold Line, 410-939-9446. You can call it. You can text it. If you go to if you're on Facebook and you go to the Bowers Law MD page, we are monitoring the messages there. So if you got a question that you want to pop on through Facebook, send it through that for Bowers Law MD on that messenger, and we're going to get to it. You know, it's been really fun doing this. We've covered a bunch of topics. We've got a lot more to come in the coming weeks. Again, today's special guest, we're going to try to reschedule that hopefully for next week. We are, you know, to kind of give you a quick little rundown before we get into trying to take some questions here and some callers, we're gonna try to cover some topics here. There's been some interest through our Facebook page for us to do a topic on ways to maybe lower your income tax obligations if you are a high earner or if you run a business. We've got a guest that's going to come on and talk to us about that in the next couple of weeks. We are going to specifically talk about work injuries sometime soon here with our work injury attorney. They're a little bit of a different animal. We've talked as far as injury cases the past couple of weeks here of this show almost exclusively about automobile accidents. They are, for me, other than representing NFL players, which is more of a side thing than a main thing, that is the accident cases and representing people injured in accidents is what I do. Again, with those few exceptions that stem from representing NFL players, that's what I do all day, every day. So I know it inside, outside, front and back. I have done seminars for insurance agents in ways that they can help benefit their customers and their clients better if they've ever been in an accident. I've even done some advising for some local insurance agents on different things that they should be offering their clients. And when it comes to those kinds of things, and when it comes to the additional benefits that we teased last week, and hopefully we'll get to next week with our special guest, these are all things when it comes to insurance that's about, you know, hoping that you never have to use it, but anticipating the ways in which you want to be benefited. I have, you know, and the coverage that you're going to hope were there if you have to deal with the situation. You know, in my office, I handle accident cases that some of them are relatively minor. Some of these cases the injured person went to the hospital, and sometimes only the hospital, maybe a couple physical therapy appointments and they were fine. All the way to full blown. I mean, we handled death cases. We've handled multiple surgery cases. I mean, cases that we've settled everywhere in the range from a couple thousand dollars to hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, and really everywhere in between. You know, what my office here does and offers is a service. So whether it's a big case or a small case or anything in between, there are a lot of moving parts to these things, and we want to make sure that we're here to navigate that for our clients. So, you know, we've talked a lot about the injury cases. I want to start getting into some of these other topics. I know that there's been some interest in bankruptcy, student loan debt, things like that. Over the next couple of weeks, next couple of months, as we continue to do this show, and again, we've got, you know, guests lined up for some of those dates, and some of them, you know, like today, they might move around and need to be rescheduled. We're flexible. It's what we do. You know, we're going to bring it to you. Always feel free to message us through there, if there is, through Facebook or call our office. If there is a topic that you want to hear us talk about, we're open to it. You know, if we can find somebody, it's if it's not within that accident or injury realm, we probably don't do it in here in-house. But, I'm dedicated to the community here to the point where I want to find that expert or that attorney out there that really handles whatever that topic is that somebody might have a question about. I want to get them on the air. I want to talk about it. I want to get some more information out there, because a situation that you might be dealing with, somebody might deal with down the road. And the more, information is power, and we want to empower people to know what to do in any of these situations. You know, this show is about that more so than, you know, just drumming up business for my office. That's a great benefit on the side of it. But, I want people to have some information. So anyway, we're going to take a quick break here so that we can get into some calls, and hopefully we can knock out a record number of calls here. So again, 410-939-9446, call or text with your questions. They can really be about anything, accident, injury, insurance, or if you want to go off the wall and it's not something that I know about, I'm going to do my best to guess with it. We could talk about football. We're into week two now. Got an exciting slate of games tomorrow for you. But for now, we're going to take a quick break here from WHGM Gold, and we will be back with Florida Man and your questions. Thank you.
We now return to Bauer's Law Talk on WHGM Gold.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Bauer's Law Talk segment here on WHGM Gold. As promised, thanks for staying with us. We are going to get into this week's Florida Man, and we've got a nice one for you this week, all the way from Niceville, Florida. That's right, there is a town in Florida called Niceville. I looked it up. It's actually on the panhandle over near Alabama in the Gulf sort of region. Probably get hit pretty hard right now with the hurricanes that are coming up there, but this Florida man comes from, looks like 2 years ago. The caption here is, naked Florida man starts house fire while baking cookies on a George Foreman grill. Man, they just keep giving us so much content here to go with, these Florida man. Looks like he was drinking 2 liters of vodka, smoking marijuana, and decided, hey, I want some of these cookies, and all he must have had was a George Foreman grill. So I know we're not customarily given legal advice here, but I'm going to give a little life advice. Don't bake cookies on your George Foreman grill if you still have one of those things. And if you start a fire in your house, or if you're cooking anything, maybe you want some clothes on in case something goes south and the police show up and you're not there fully naked. So that's an interesting one, a nice one, if you will, from Niceville there in Florida. As I promised, and a little bit of a different show here because our guest is rescheduling to next week, we are opening it up to questions, no specific topic this week. So here we are just going straight to questions. And I've got a question here from Rhonda in Havre Grace. Rhonda, are you there? I know you got a question about medical treatment and how that works.
Hi, Mr. Bowers. Yeah, I am. So I was wondering how long I should go to the doctor for. I've had some people tell me that if you go longer, your case settles for more. And others tell me, well, if I treat too long, I won't get as much money because it'll all come out of the settlement. So I'm just wondering what the real answer is.
Well, the real answer to that question, and it's actually a very good question. I get it a lot. Not all of my clients ask this question, but every so often it comes up because most of my clients are dealing with this for the first time. And here's what I tell people. It really depends. The medical care, I can't give you the answer to that. The medical care you need to get when it comes to being injured in one of these accidents is whatever you need. When we look at it, there are two things that typically get damaged in these accidents. One of them is your vehicle, and your vehicle is going to get repaired, or it's going to get totaled and replaced, and then you're going to get another one. And even if it gets repaired, down the road, you're going to trade it in and get another one. But your body, you only have one body. That's it. And you get the one that you were born with. And if you don't take care of the injuries that you have, you got a lot of years left in that body, hopefully, and knock on wood. And you got to deal with the hand that was dealt to you. So I tell my clients, it's pretty simple. Go get the medical care that you need. Talk to the doctors. Make sure that, you know, whether it's a chiropractor, physical therapist, your orthopedic doctor, if you've got something broken or need a surgery, let them know what's going on. Let them know what issues you're having day to day. Let them know if you're waking up with spasms in the middle of the night, this, that, and the other. As you progress, typically what they do is, and it's a little different with every doctor and every therapy office or what have you, but they're going to start you off going 3 or 4 days a week. After a period of time, a month, 2 months or so, they're going to have you in. They're going to do a bunch of tests to find out where you are based on your baseline. They're going to adjust the treatment plan. They're probably, if you're getting better, going to knock it down a couple days. So then you're only in there a few days a week. The thing is this, and eventually it's going to get to the point where you've gone a period of time, maybe a whole week between therapy appointments, and you come back in there a week later and you feel great. Well, guess what? That's probably how long it took you to get better. That's typically what we see in most of these situations that are handled properly. It's not a hard and fast, this is the number, because everybody's different. Everybody gets hurt different. And look, insurance companies deal with thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of these every year. They're pretty good at reading between the lines when somebody's trying to make something that it's not. And, you know, so hamming it up and trying to get extra treatment to get more money, it just doesn't work. But on the other side of it, you can't cut yourself short, because when we resolve these cases, whether we settle them, whether we go to court and get a verdict, whatever it might be, when it's done, it's done. There's no going back 2 years later and say, you know, and giving my office a call 2 years after we've settled one of these cases and saying, hey, look, I got to go back to the doctor again. Can we go back and get some more money? Once we resolve that case, again, whether we negotiate it and you sign a release, whether we go to court and get a verdict, it's it. It's done. It's over. You got all the money that you're going to get from that case. So, and you also, you know, so we want to make sure that our medical care gets paid for if it's somebody else's fault. And we want to get that medical care that we need, because if you don't get it, those issues and everything are going to linger for a long, long time. So, you know, I think it's a great question. It's a confusing question to some people. It's why it ends up being asked, but I appreciate you calling in and asking that, because it's something that's really important to know. It comes in a whole lot. You know, it's not something that I like to guide people down some path and say, do this and do that, and it's going to turn out that way. But I will tell you this. You mentioned the question about the medical stuff, and more treatment means more bills that come out of your settlement. I've mentioned this numerous times over the segments that we've done here. Don't waive PIP. Don't waive PIP. Well, your PIP insurance, assuming that you don't waive it, and there's that advice again, don't waive it, is going to pay a lot of those medical bills. One thing that you might want to do, and we're going to get into this a little bit more deeply in a future segment when we have an insurance agent on here to talk about it, some of the premium differences, is pick up the phone and call your agent and ask them, hey, if I wanted to increase my personal injury protection, my PIP coverage, how much would that cost? You're going to be surprised how little it costs you to double or even quadruple that coverage. And if you end up in an accident where you need a bunch of medical treatment, maybe you need an MRI, newsflash, the average price for an MRI in Maryland is about $1,500. The average hospital stay for an auto accident, in and out same day, not admitted, about $2,000 if they've done x-rays. So this stuff piles up pretty quickly. More and more of this PIP coverage pays all of that. And when that gets paid, that's more money in your pocket when we resolve these cases for you. So again, we're at the end of this segment. We're going to have to go to break here, but I will keep this offer open that I always make to everybody. If you have questions about your insurance coverage, call my office, 410-885-6200. We're here. We're happy to take a look at your insurance policy. We charge absolutely nothing, zero, free, to take a look at your insurance policy. You don't have to be a client of ours. You don't have to have gotten in an accident. You might just want to know how protected you are or if something is missing. Call us. We're not going to try to sell you something because I don't sell insurance and I can't. I just want, you know, anybody that's interested in knowing and making sure that they're covered to know, hey, this is what I've got. This is what's going to happen if I get in an accident. This is some things I might want to ask my agent about. And as I've said before, have an agent. Don't buy your insurance online. It's not a great idea. So we're about to take a quick break here. More calls when we get back. 410-939-9446. And this is Joe with Bowers for your Bowers Law Talk here on WHGM Gold. We will be back in a few.
We now return to Bowers Law Talk on WHGM Gold.
All right, everybody, welcome back to WHGM Gold and the Bowers Law Talk segment here. We are going to wrap this thing up here for the week here soon. Going to the text line because I know we got a couple other callers here, but a question came through on the text line that I think is so important. I deal with this situation all the time. In fact, on my Bowers Law YouTube channel, there is a series of three videos that really go in depth into this subject because it's complicated. There are a bunch of different options, and it has to do with, and this is a text question here from Tim in Bel Air, who wants to know, he just had a vehicle in an accident. It was deemed a total loss, meaning that they're not going to repair it. The insurance company has given him two options here. One of the options is that they're going to pay out the total loss. And then they're offering him a second option, which is a little bit less money, and he keeps the vehicle. Which one should he do, and are there pros and cons to him? Again, like I said before, if you go to YouTube and type in Bowers Law, you're going to find somewhere within there, and there's a bunch of videos on a bunch of topics, but you're going to find a three-video set on total losses, what you could do, what you shouldn't do. And really, the answer to this question depends on the vehicle, it depends on the person, and the advice that I give to different clients might be different in different situations, which is honestly, that happens with a lot of different questions. I might answer that question for one person differently than I would answer it for another one, which is why, you know, I like to make it very clear that the information that we put out on the show is not necessarily legal advice, because it might be a good answer for one person in one situation, but it might not be for everybody else. So when you do this, number one, the age and condition of the vehicle is something that you want to look at, and I always look at. Sometimes you have older cars that don't have a ton of value. And what makes something a total loss is that the cost of repair it would be 70% or more of the value of that vehicle. So let's say you have a really old vehicle and maybe it would only be worth about $2,000. Well, if there's $1,500 worth of damage to that vehicle, it's going to be a total loss. That vehicle might drive perfectly. The damage might only be cosmetic, and it's still going to be deemed a total loss. If everything mechanically on the inside is still good with that vehicle, you might want to consider keeping it. Again, depends on the situation. If it's a newer vehicle and it's totaled, unless you're one of those car guys, and I get a lot of those as clients, who is going to maybe take this thing, tear it down, sell it for parts, put those parts into other vehicles, or any variety of things that you might do, that person in that situation might want to keep that vehicle. But if you don't know, you know, even how to change your own oil, or that vehicle is going to need to go and get a bunch of body work and it's not even running, you probably don't want to retain the salvage, which is what they call it, and take the extra money. Now, there are situations when there are lien holders and gap insurance where you might not even be given that option. But the one thing that's important for everybody to know that if you're going to go that route, if you're going to what they call retain the salvage, meaning that they pay you a little bit of less money, you keep the vehicle, do with it what you want. In order to get, you're going to have to go and get another title. You're going to have to re-register that vehicle and get what they call a salvage title. It's like an endorsement, so to speak, on that title that lets anybody know in the future that this was part of a total loss, that this vehicle is not 100%. Even if it's been repaired, there was damage that was significant enough that it was deemed a total loss. The resale value for a vehicle with a salvage title is next to nothing. So that's a buyer beware if you're considering that as an option. Additionally, when it comes to getting that vehicle insured to fully get it back on the road, most companies will not let you have collision coverage on a vehicle with a salvage title. Some insurance companies will not insure you. They have no interest in that vehicle, regardless of whether or not you fixed it up, whether you have a friend in a body shop who's going to do it cheaper, some combination of the two. It was an older vehicle that really it didn't have a ton of damage outside of the cosmetic, but because of the value of the vehicle, they're just not going to mess with it. So that's something that before you make that decision, you might even want to check with your insurance company to find out how they're going to handle it. Because if you end up, once you've made that decision, you've made that decision. There's no, oh man, my insurance company won't insure it. Now what do? I can't get it on the road. Let me call and see if they'll give me that extra money and take the vehicle. They're probably not going to. They've already finished the transaction. They've already released that part of the claim. So if you are considering something like that, if you are posed with that, feel free to give our office a call. We don't generally represent people on property damage in those sort of situations, but we're more than happy to guide you through the process and help you out. And it's not going to cost you anything to get our advice on it, which is great. So again, like always, 410-885-6200, you can give our office a call and ask questions about those kind of scenarios. Go to YouTube, check out Bowers Law Maryland, and you're going to see, like I said, that three-part video series that chimes in specifically and in more detail as to all of these factors regarding the total loss and what your options are. So we are out of time for this week. I'm glad that we got a caller and a text messenger in here with these questions. Hopefully next week we are talking about some supplemental coverages through your employer that you can get that will put more money in your pocket if you're injured in an accident case. Again, until next week, this is Job with Bowers from Bowers Law, your accident injury attorney right here on WHGM Gold. Thanks for tuning in.